Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. For those of you who are ending a full week of productivity, I hope you enjoy the time off that you may get. And those who work every day of the week, my hat's off to you because you are in full productivity mode. And that's what America needs more of. We've got way too much indolence and way too much laziness and people just sitting around, whether they feel entitled to be able to sit around and draw money for nothing. But those of you who are producing, you get it. And my hat's off to you. This show is, as you know, also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. This is the only show that is solution-based and actually goes through the solutions. And we try to take every which way around, we'll call it the woodshed, so that we can help you understand that there is really only one way to get the federal government into compliance with the Constitution. We believe that you care about contracts. We believe that every contract you enter into, you want to make sure it is complied to, that you agreed upon that contract, and that therefore you are expecting everybody to execute as expected. Well, the states entered into a contract, and they are not getting the expected executions and expected behavior as that said contract is being exercised, or I should say being violated by the subcontractor, which is the federal government. So that's why you get it. You understand as we go through this why the federal government is hard limited, and the only way the federal government can actually do anything outside of the Constitution is it's got to be put into the Constitution first via the amendment process, period. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to breeze over some of the, we've got a lot of topics, and as a matter of fact, as you know, I call it marketing, but we're going to kind of go over the news that we're going to be covering next week as we pick up Monday, Tuesday, or whenever we pick up these stories. I'm expecting to close on the Virginia resolutions today. So that's my expectation. So diving in, as you can see, I want to kind of get through this. And I know when I rush, I make mistakes, and I don't like rushing. So, and I've already put it out there that I do have some biases, and it, you know, it's unfounded, but because I grew up during the Cold War, my one prejudice is Russians. And there's really good Russian people. I've actually met some, but I still have that hardwired bias that I hear somebody talking Slavic, or I hear, you know, certain things that are, you know, happening, being said or what have you. And I don't know if you have that same way. I mean, we all have our prejudices, right? That happens to be my one barrier I have. So anyway, when I use the word rushing or Russian, I don't like rushing. But as you know, I do have those biases. So anyway, let me move forward. Enough of the rat holes. We could use your help. We could use your help in any way you want to get involved and help. As I said yesterday, closing the show, let 2019 be the year where you actually make a mark for our future, where you actually commit to getting involved and being a part of the solution instead of being the obstacle in the way. There's all sorts of ways you can help. We're here to help you help because we need your help, whatever that is, whatever you're willing to do. Now, there are many ways, and if you drink coffee, we're going to be selling you Red State Coffee. So that's one way you can support this show, by you just consuming coffee of what you're going to pay, you know, on a normal basis anyway, practically. I mean, coffee is very competitive out there, and so why not buy good tasting Red State coffee right here? So we're going to hopefully have those ads starting, that ad campaign starting next week, so that you can start buying Red State coffee, and that's one way you can help. Another way you can help is if you want to help us fund the travel, because I like it or not, I've got to go traveling and I'm going to have to go deeper into the hole in covering my travel costs. I already have these costs of just running the show and everything else, but I'm trying to share the blessings with those of you who wouldn't mind helping out. And I don't think travel is that outrageous of a cost. I mean, it you know, gas or diesel isn't cheap and so forth, and I'm traveling good distances here. But go to our GoFundMe campaign. It's Reclaiming the Republic on GoFundMe. And you can see what we're kind of, I break down the travel costs and so forth, and I'm going to be putting my estimate for the new travel cost out there. And so you can say, oh, okay, well, that's reasonable. I'm not trying to line my pockets with any gold here, and I have never taken a salary, and I've never taken profits off the sale of my book or anything. As a matter of fact, when I go do my presentations, I will, you know, and the people say, yeah, can you bring your book and sell it? Because what I do is I offer half the proceeds to go to the host organization. That way, I'm not really making any money. I'm just covering the cost of what it takes to make the book and my cost of going there for the evening and so forth. And it helps me break even. That's all. I'm trying to get to a point where we're breaking even, but we're in the hole, as my wife can remind me of how far in the hole we are in trying to save the Republic. So we would be honored and we would be very humbled on any contribution you want to make, whether that's a financial contribution or whether that's actually getting involved yourself, whether that's, you know, doing the research, making phone calls, actually going to your state legislatures and trying to educate them and get them informed. All we ask is that you work with us. We want to help you understand the concise message that needs to go forward. It's not that hard. As a matter of fact, if you get the word compliance and you can say, compliance, we need compliance, and let them kind of have this bewildered look and go, what is this crazy person talking about? Then you can explain it to them. And it's not this hard. This is not that hard. So send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. Let this be the point in time where you say, you know what, I am going to get involved. Let me just say this too. Those of you, because I know that there's people in California that are listening to this show, I know there's people in blue states that are listening to this show. You can help. You may be in a lost state that your efforts will not be appreciated or even make a dent. I get it. But what you can do is you can start saving money. If you're willing to actually help us with candidates, throw money into a PAC in Wyoming, we want to set a PAC in every single state. We're going to be doing the Rodeo for Republic review next year. And again, I'm planning on doing all of these things. I'm just waiting for the good Lord to bless me with whatever funding and support that I need to doing these things. I'm hoping that, you know, this movement could easily take off. And I've said this several times before, if certain people would come on board and actually just support this and start moving this, I could actually start backing out and going in different directions, because I know where there's going to be voids and sucking sounds, and I want to be ahead of that so that when people go, hey, what about this problem? We've got this problem over here, and I can point to them how to fix that problem. But I have to do it in such a way to help them shift their paradigm, because there are paradigm shifts that have to occur. And I can get into all of that, but I'm in another rat hole. So if you want to get involved, help us by just sending me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and let me know how you can help, and we will help you help any way you possibly can. Two other organizations I want to plug, and I always plug, theconstitutionclub.ning.com. Go there, sign up, get involved in your county. Keith Broders and the Constitution Club sends out a good amount of emails that actually help educate and help you understand how big this problem is and what we need to do to fix this. The other organization is Our First Right, ourfirstright.org. Go there. Both of these organizations are on my other links page in reclaimingtherepublic.org. So you can go there. If you can't write down because you're driving or what have you, you just don't have the ability to take a note, everything, I put everything on the reclaimingtherepublic.org site. So you could should be able to find what you're looking for to getting to these other organizations as well. So let me kind of move on. And I know I've been thanking you and I'm getting better at this. So excuse me. Thank you again for getting involved by just tuning in and hearing this message, because this really does help in getting other people to hear and understand Republic Review and the auditing process and holding the federal government accountable. Republic Review is the entire process of identifying the violations and working with everybody that needs to be motivated and enforcing and getting this compliance. But there's a lot of things that the states have to do. And you can look at both the descriptions for the process, you can look at the models, and just get informed. It is not rocket science. This is the legal process that only the states can conduct. This is not anything within the jurisdiction of any court. The highest court in the land is the Coalesced Republic. Getting the states together and asserting their authority and power as the Republic cannot be matched by any court. So with that, I will calm down a little bit. And in the next segment, we're going to cover those things that we're going to cover next week. Just so you get a good sampling and taste, we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic Review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. As you know, and if you happen to check the news today, you will confirm that there is no sign that the federal government is giving up any of its unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers. What that means, my friends, is it's going to be you and I that are going to do this if it is going to happen. That is why it is critical that we get your involvement, because I'm just a gnat and we're all gnats, but I can tell you that a swarm of gnats and a cloud of gnats can overwhelm the beast. Absolutely. And I'm here to prove that. All I need is your assistance and willingness to help. That's all we need. So let me kind of jump forward. And as you know, the Red Pill Expo is coming up June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Hartford, Connecticut. I have not connected with G. Edward Griffin. I connected with him earlier this week, but we were supposed to hopefully get together. I don't have anything scheduled, but I will reach out to him again and say, hey, when do you have some time so that we can at least, you know, kind of talk about the upcoming Red Pill Expo, the upcoming speakers, the opportunities, where it's going to be, the little details that will help you. I hope to get a few people that participated in the Spokane ones and get, you know, some of their feedback on what they thought to help you understand. This is almost like a big family reunion for a lot of, I'll say, conservatives and people who are aware of what's going on. This is the organization of the informed. As the progressive and mainstream news media may project this Red Pill Expo, that's the expo for the conspiracy theorists. No, these are the people that actually knew about the deep state long before the mainstream media or anybody was out there calling it the deep state. Remember, it's all about a conspiracy. The fact that the deep state exists only confirms that the conspiracy has been living a very long time. And so who's right? The mainstream media, that these people are a bunch of wackos, or the wackos that have actually been proven right, that their conspiracy theories were correct? The word conspiracy is not a concocted word of, you know, lunacy. It is a word that exists for a reason. And as long as people have avarice and a lust for power and control, you will find conspiracies will run amok in every society, at every level of society. So let me end there, because I just found myself in another rat hole. So coming up next week, I mentioned this yesterday, we're going to get into Eric Holder. We're going to give you a little bit of an inside look of who Eric Holder is and why he wants to go out on the record as saying America was never great. He's one of those radicals that refuses to actually look at the academic evidence of how America is great. And what he's basically saying flies in the face of what the framers were asserting. I want you to remember, George Washington proclaimed the first day of Thanksgiving in October 1789, and it was by unanimous decision of all of Congress, both the House and the Senate, all requested that he declare this day of thanks. This day of thanks was not about pilgrims. It was not about eating. It wasn't about, you know, football games. It was about recognizing the divine hand of providence in the establishment of this nation, and recognizing his establishment of this Constitution, and giving service to him. That's how the framers actually sanctified this nation. And for Eric Holder to say America was never great just shows what a stupid idiot he is, or what a tool he is for the progressive agenda. That's all he is a tool. I'm also going to get into the Obama cabinet. A lot of people like to, you know, point at, you know, all the little problems that Trump had, but everybody completely glossed over when Obama was appointing these tax cheats to become the Secretary of Treasury and all of these other cabinet positions. Well, are you kidding me? Really? And how the door really only wants to swing one way with the progressives. They completely have this ecclesiastical whiteout in their minds. Oh, well, that was all purged. I don't remember any of that. The next thing I want to also talk about, or another thing I also want to talk about, is I mentioned a couple of days ago that I had some insensitive comments And I want to dive into my insensitivity, or actually maybe a little more accurate, my pragmatism regarding sexual deviance in America. And, you know, why we're in this situation, why we're in this position, and so forth. I also want to kind of go into Biden, his apologist tour, and and how he wants to be the face of the political apparatus that rejects his face. And the irony involved in all of this, and how there is a good likelihood that Biden will be the face of, you know, the apparatus that rejects his face. And so I want to get into it. He deserves this. And as a matter of fact, I really want to get into the things and the tyrannical paradigm and the dangers of Biden, so you can understand this. I'm hoping between now and sometime next week, I've highlighted this. I need to try to get a hold of Kate Steinle's parents. And I know that they want to go after suing the city. And I'm not sure if what they're looking for is monetary or if they're actually looking for justice. So if they're looking for justice, I have some great ways that they can go about getting justice. But let me find out if I can find them, talk to them, and so forth. If not, then I won't be able to talk much about Kate Steinle. Comey and his grand tour of illusions, I want to get into that as well. And the fact that him, Comey, Brenner, what's that other idiot, that dolt, he was the Clapper. Yeah, he's that thing that turns the lights off and on. And he's not that bright. I want to get into these heads of these deep state agencies and why they are, you know, just, they're like Baghdad Bob. There's no problem. You seeing, you know, the American troops blowing things up behind them. And, you know, it's a beautiful day in Baghdad. These guys are, you know, absolute liars, and they're absolute puppets and tools for the progressive agenda. Definitely going to get into the union and the lawsuit that these teachers are bringing up, being held against their will. Want to get into the security risk. I have a good in-depth look for you at the security risk that you are taking when you buy tech from China. Want to get into the ramifications of Puerto Rico becoming a state. In other words, instead of having 50 states, we'll have 51 states. Instead of 100 senators, we'll have 102. I want to get into nepotism within politics and the dangers of the paradigm of nepotism and how people ride their parents' shirt tails and or apron strings, whatever. And I know that sounds sexist, but it is what it is. And those are the metaphors that we still use today. I want to give you more on the need to push your state towards regulating journalism. The push for banning guns that is currently going through Congress and many states, and how I don't think you have to be a clairvoyant or a genius or a prophet to be able to predict the outcome of the deep state and social engineering and why we are here today. I mean, this, everything that they've been doing has set this all up. I engaged a progressive on social media last night. I've yet to hear this person come back and talk because they are wanting to be myopic. We got to get rid of guns because they cause this problem. Well, actually, these problems have been caused from social engineering, and I've proven that before. And I want to get into that some more because we have to start looking upstream. How did we get down this river so far? And with these types of problems, there were navigational aids that were put into play that has got us where we are today, and we can easily undo these things. I also want to talk about the need for your state to start creating and actually getting rid of laws that are anti-Christian and actually create protection for Christianity and allow people to be offended. We need to stop this push for Sharia law in America. It is non-congruent, and it is an absolute violation of the Constitution, period. There is no alignment within Sharia law to our principles, and that's why I hate saying this line. I wrote about this in my book, but I talk about this throughout my career, how Sharia law is the antithesis of the principles of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. You are to submit to the Borg, you are to submit to the elders of high or the imams or whomever, and it is it's an institution of subjugation and slavery. With that, you can tell I'm at a hard break, and I still am going through some of the things that we want to cover next week. So you definitely want to be listening next week to these things, and I'll be right back to wrap these things up. So please stay tuned, and then we'll get into the Virginia resolutions. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so one of the things we also need to talk about, because this whole Jesse Smollett and this hoax type of crime that is being committed out there, this is becoming a real trend, and I want to kind of go through, because if you heard in the news, the Democratic Party in Oklahoma was vandalized. As a matter of fact, a very similar thing happened to the Democratic Party up in Wyoming, right there by the college. I believe each of these cases were inside jobs. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say that those who love the law and want to adhere to the rule of law are those who are committing legal violations, when it is those on the left and those that are working within these parties that are willing to break the law or do whatever is necessary to inch ahead in public perception or what have you. And when they're having a hard time inching ahead, they like to bring attention to themselves somehow. And so I believe that we'll probably find out. And if I'm wrong, I'll be happy to say, well, I was wrong this time. But there is too great of a trend where the left is always doing these types of hoaxes
to help propel themselves and help change the sentiments of society. Don't buy into it. Remember, you know, as I always say, it's time to check the in-laws before we start going and looking for outlaws, okay? Now, the other thing I want to get into next week is I want to get into the Hollywood hypocrisy and how they've constantly kowtowed to Islam and how George Clooney is calling for this ban of these hotels that are connected to the ruler of Brunei. Apparently, he owns these things and he's asking for people to ban these. This is just a facade in supporting the sexual perversion and not a stand against fascism. If you understand what I just said, George Clooney isn't trying to, you know, address the real problem. And that's what the left does, is they want to go after the symptom, like, you know, people are using guns to kill each other. They don't want to cure the immorality of society. And because we've become so debased that people are doing these types of things because we've turned our back on human decency and morality. So what they want to do is they want to just put a Band-Aid, you know, on a person that's dying from cancer. And, oh, well, they've got a little flesh wound where they took the tumor out. And then we got to put a Band-Aid there, or where a tumor or tumors popped out. They're not addressing the problem. Same thing with this homelessness, drug addiction, and everything else. Every single problem that we are suffering in society is an indictment regarding the progressive social engineering and how they have debased our nation. So, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And it's time we start recognizing, standing up, and saying, hey, enough. We're done with this. You can't do this anymore. Okay? So we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to get into the GLAAD Awards. I want to give you some history and how the GLAAD Awards have been responsible for perverting this nation and helping us debase our mores of society. And so if you didn't know, you know, this popped up in the news, and I want to get to the root of these things, even though these radical entertainers like Beyonce and Jay-Z are out there supporting GLAAD and part of the GLAAD Awards and so forth. I want you to understand how this is a part of the deep state, how this is all a part of tearing America apart. And so we will get into these stories next week. Another thing we'll get into is the Dem chaotic race. I think that's the better way of identifying the Democrats. They're demo chaotic. And we're going to get in a little bit to that race of how things are shaking out. And I'm going to circle back around on Biden. And even though there are some poster childs that are a part of this Democratic race, they've all got too much baggage to where they are. I think they're going to have a rigged system again. And Biden is going to be the guy that's going to take the final lap. Just like Hillary got her chance to take the final lap, and I'm telling you that the system is rigged on the Democratic side. They have full control, and the people have zero control over this. I also want to get into this other thing that's called government's hand in creating clip joints. I want to get into how the government, through creating laws and manipulating their society, they actually nudge more money out of your wallet so that you actually have to pay more money to survive, and how they support clip joints. And I'll get into that next week. I don't want to give you too much of a look inside of how we're going to go down this path. And I also want to, I'm waiting for more information, but if you haven't heard, there's this Rania Wright, I think is her name. She was a 10-year-old that died in North Carolina in a fight in her classroom. And so I want to get into the details, because this is a tragic death. This should not have happened. A child should not be in a fight that actually causes death. We have a real problem. Guns weren't involved in this. And we have a real moral problem in our society. And the problem is when you see the parents come out, you know, every time it's whether it's Ferguson, whether it's Trayvon Martin or what have you, the parents are constantly, and I hate to say this, but they've become puppets for an agenda, and they allow people to politicize the circumstances. And the real circumstances behind all of this is the moral decay. And when are people going to stand up and say, you know what, it's time we start bringing prayer back in school. It's time that we start allowing Bibles to be setting a standard and having moral standards in society. It's time we stop this progressive agenda and slide into the abyss. We have to stop this. At what point do we say, hey, this whole social engineering experiment has been all wrong? We have to do it now before it's too late. And so I want to help you push back. And the best way is compliance. Because when it comes to the school and curriculum, the federal government has no constitutional jurisdiction. And because they're not complying to the Constitution, they're ramrodding this social engineering down your throat. It's the same thing with healthcare. It's the same thing with all the problems that we are facing as a society. It all stems from noncompliance. So let me be the voice of reason. Let me be that lone voice in the wilderness telling you, what is it going to take to get you to become a part of the solution and engage? You don't have to be the tip of the spear. You don't have to put your name, your face out there if you don't want to. But we need your help. And the only way we're going to fix these problems is by going upstream and getting rid of the roots of the problem. And I'm telling you, the real root of the problem is government and their noncompliance to the Constitution. That's how bad it's gotten. That's why we're in this mess that we are today. So with the next follow-on segment and with what I have left of the Virginia resolutions, let me kind of restate, because Madison identifies the responsibility of the state legislators, and this is why our focus is on the state legislators. And in paragraph 3, this is what he says. Now, these are the Virginia 1798 resolution. The states who are parties thereto, what he means by the states who are parties of the Constitution, have the right and are in duty bound to interpose. In other words, they don't just have the right, they are obligated to interpose for arresting the progress of evil and for the maintaining within their respective limits the authorities' rights and liberties appertaining to them. In other words, they're obligated to ensure that the federal government doesn't encroach upon their liberties, their rights that they are supposed to be able to enjoy. So you understand why these state legislatures let's not call them the root of the problem. Let's call them the elixir, the cure to the problem. Let's help them understand that they could be the ones that free us from the unconstitutional tyranny that we're living under. There's two ways of getting people motivated, right? There's the stick and the carrot. So instead of using the stick, let's try using the carrot. But we have to give them, let's just call it a walking cane to help them, you know, protect themselves and or to keep them in check. So as we move down into paragraph 6, that this state, and this is where Madison gets into the ratification debates, and he says that this state, having by its convention, which ratified the federal Constitution, expressly declared that among other essential rights, the liberty of conscience and of the press cannot be, he's actually quoting, because this was a part of the amendment that they put forward in ratifying the Constitution. They wanted to make sure that they had protections, not just delegating limited powers, but they wanted these extra protections. And so, my friends, we have everything we need to fix this problem. We just need to get our state legislators on board. What is it going to take? And we'll be right back after this last break. Thank you so much. Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so just take it back up from the top of this sixth paragraph. I'll just start off again and say that this state, having by its convention, which ratified the federal constitution, expressly declared that among other essential rights, quote, the liberty of conscience and of the press cannot be canceled, abridged, restrained, or modified by any authority of the United States, close quote. So what he's saying is that the federal government has no ability to regulate or control the conscience or expressions of an individual and of the press. He moves on and says, and from its extreme anxiety to guard these rights from every possible attack of sophistry or ambition, having with other states recommended an amendment for that purpose, which amendment was in due time annexed to the Constitution, it would mark a reproachable inconsistency and, I love this part right here, and criminal degeneracy. In other words, what he's saying is when Congress violates the Constitution, they are breaking a law, and he calls it criminal degeneracy. So if you want to really point your finger at at your Congress people, your senators, and poke them in the eye, just tell them that they are criminal degenerates, because that's what they're doing. Every time they vote on something that is a violation of the Constitution, it doesn't matter how long we've been doing it, it is still a violation of the Constitution. And he goes on and says, if an indifference were now shown to the most palpable violation of one of the rights thus declared and secured, and to the establishment of a precedence which may be fatal to the other. In other words, if they allowed these things to try to create a precedence, it would be fatal to all of these things. And he was absolutely correct. Because once they start violating the Constitution, it's called the domino theory. And we talked about that back in the 50s and 60s regarding the growth of communism and the domino theory. If we allow one to fall, then the rest will fall. And there's the truth in that, my friends. He goes on in the seventh paragraph and says that the good people of this Commonwealth, having ever felt and continuing to feel the most sincere affection for their brethren of the other states, the truest anxiety for establishing and perpetuating the union of all, and this is the part I really love, because, and he uses words that, you know, kind of make it hard to understand what he just said, so I'll give you, you know, in other words. And he says, and the most scrupulous fidelity to that Constitution. What he's trying to say is, in our words, and the most honorable fidelity to that Constitution. What does fidelity mean? Being true to the original, right? And the way I like to, you know, talk about fidelity, because most people get high fidelity with music and so forth, but they really don't get it. Fidelity means truth to the original. And when a lot of people listen to music, they like to add bass and tweak the highs. That's not fidelity. That is subjective coloration of tones in changing the actual music. High fidelity is being true to the original. In other words, not adding extra, you know, filtering to give you more bass or to suppress mid-ranges or anything else. And I kind of liken this or use the metaphor of a painting or a picture. When you start messing with the sound, or when you start messing with something, you actually, it's just like a painting. You start putting in your own impressions of how you want to portray that mountain or that human, if you're painting a person. And so you maybe don't have to paint the scars, or maybe you accent the scars. You bring something out, or you suppress things. Those are all subjective, and those have nothing to do with fidelity. The true fidelity is a highly accurate photograph of the object that you're painting. It's the same thing with music. Zero coloration, zero filtering, an absolute recreation of the sound of that piano during that performance. And it's the same thing with the Constitution. Maintaining an honorable fidelity to that Constitution means that we live by the letter of the Constitution at all times. And he goes on and says, which is the pledge of mutual friendship and the instrument of mutual happiness. The General Assembly, the Virginia legislatures, doth solemnly appeal to the like disposition of other states in confidence that they will concur with this Commonwealth in declaring, as it does hereby declare, that the acts aforesaid are unconstitutional, and that the necessary and proper measures will be taken by each for cooperating with this state. Now, I want to point out something that's really critical here, folks, because what he just said was he's not trying to nullify, because that would just be their state and they'd be happy with that. What he just said was that we have to work together, that the proper measures will be taken for cooperating with this state in maintaining the authorities, rights, and liberties referred to the states respectively, or to the people reserved to the states. Excuse me. So my point here is that he is calling, just like Jefferson is calling, for the states to unite in asserting their authority over the federal government. All of these people out there, whether they be the John Birch Society, the 10th Amendment Society, or even Thomas Woods, they got it wrong. It is not about nullification within your own state boundaries. It is about pulling together the power of every state in the union and asserting its authority over the federal government to comply to its constitution, that there is no room for it to work outside of that constitution unless it is delegated to them via an amendment, which then means that it is implied within the Constitution as it should be. I can't make it any plainer, or I can't simplify that anymore, that if it's not an amendment to the Constitution and it's not enumerated within the Constitution, the federal government can't be doing it. And just because they're doing it doesn't create a legal standing that puts it in there. There is no allowance within the Constitution that says, yeah, if we can get away with violating the Constitution for 20 years, it becomes legal and it becomes an automatic amendment. No. There's no such thing as common law marriage in the Constitution. In other words, if we're getting away with doing this and creating this new thing, that we become married to it after 20 years. No, I'm sorry, my friends. Even the Supreme Court can't amend the Constitution and say, yeah, we think that there should be privacy asserted in an abortion, and therefore we're pulling it into our jurisdiction. No, if it is not an enumerated power, they don't even have the ability or jurisdiction to even discuss it. How can I make it simpler? They are running rickshaw over our liberties, over our privileges, and our children and our children's children will be living under a level of tyranny by global governance that no human being should ever have to suffer. I am begging you to make this year, make today the moment where you actually put your foot down and stand up. The evidence is overwhelming that the federal government has no business doing this. I can't put it any more simpler. I can't. And even though I'm not the best in articulating, I hope that this resonates in your heart. I hope that this resonates in your bosom. Let me challenge you this weekend to give this prayer, contemplation, even fast, and think about this. If you recognize the fact that we are living under tyranny and you know it to be true, then what is it going to take to get you to get involved? This is not about me trying to convince you to send me money. This is about you joining the most moral and most righteous cause of this time. It's not about salvation. It is about the salvation of our future. Because once we lose our liberty, Christianity is at risk. And how people will worship is at risk. We've already been debased, and I'm proving all of these things to you, my friends. And I'm doing that because I love you. I love America. I love liberty. And I want you to enjoy liberty. And there's no greater cause. And I think that the framers have articulated that. And Madison closes in saying that the governor be desired to transmit a copy of the foregoing resolutions to the executive authority of each of the other states, with a request that the same be communicated to the legislatures thereof, and that a copy be furnished to each of the senators and representatives representing this state in the Congress of the United States. In other words, he was sending it out, promulgating, we're out reclaiming the Republic here, as Madison said in 1798. And that's what we need to do. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and hopefully you will be joining us very soon. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.